your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
festival. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? You dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're broadcasting live from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. Information's on the website. And there's a link to all of your instructors. USAPrepares.com. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by our instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Kyle is producing your syndicated broadcast worldwide from Minnesota. And, you know, before the broadcast this morning, I was thinking about the day that Ricky V came to the farm to discuss USA Prepares being broadcast on 99.3 FM, the Rooster, in Missouri as an affiliate. And they're a very lively, really lively, fun country station. And all the while I was thinking, what are they thinking? They want to put us on 99.3, the Rooster, KUNQ? Well, we're delighted to be there. And we are just delighted to have KUNQ as part of our USAPrepares.com family. And also KYAH, AM 540, in the great state of Utah. Welcome to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted to be with you in Utah. With us today is Frank Underhill, CEO, Underhill Securities, Las Vegas, Nevada. Welcome, Frank Underhill.
Good morning, Vincent. Glad to be here. Good morning and Happy New Year to all the listeners out there. I think Las Vegas was probably the place to be for New Year's because we probably celebrate here unlike anybody else here. It was really fun here, and glad to start the new year afresh. Thank you. Thank you.
Frank, we've got some up-to-the-minute articles that we're posting on the website, USAPrepares.com. So if you'd like to take a look at some things that we think are important, there was an unarmed Marine who was killed by an off-duty cop. Cop fired 13 rounds. I guess that was enough to do the job. Campus police killed an unarmed graduate student. And nuclear security helicopters are testing radiation levels in the Washington, D.C. area. I wonder why they're doing that. Your article's on the website. And Dianne Feinstein, California. She's really concerned about our safety. So concerned that she's got a bill that will impact our freedoms. As a matter of fact, gun registration, and upon death of the owner, the gun goes to the government. Can you imagine that? Private property. They want to seize private property. Who are these guys? Boy, this really, really makes me angry. I'm furious about this. Imagine having some heirloom flintlocks from the Revolutionary War in your family. There's a member of our family that has one. Yeah. And imagine having that registered and confiscated upon the death of the 70-plus-year-old man that owns it. Imagine that. Rifles. And I'm going to name what they are in just a couple minutes. Frank, I can't believe how angry I am about this.
Well, it's probably, you're probably like in the ranks of many others that are probably pretty angry. You know, anyone who, you know, I come from a business background, but on this background, on this, on the issue of firearms, I think it's protected under the Second Amendment. And to have any encroachment on it, I think is probably, you know, quite a stretch, if not unconstitutional.
Yes, yes. Well, I guess, why don't I just go through some of this list here? I love a lot of these. And I've shot a lot of them. M1 carbine. The M1 carbine, the World War II 30 caliber carbine. Fantastic rifle. And, you know, they were made by companies like the Saginaw Corporation, or Saginaw, they made steering gear for General Motors cars. Rockola, the jukebox company, made them. Let's see. Postal Meter, you know, the Postal Meter company made them, you know, as well as a bunch of, even IBM. IBM, International Business Machines Corporation, made the M1 carbine for our soldiers in World War II. Then Sturm Ruger makes a really neat rifle called the Mini 14. And a lot of farmers have the Mini 14. It's a great little ranch rifle. You know, you can get it with a folding stock. You can shoot coyotes as they're attacking your cattle. Would do well to have a Ruger Mini 14. And, of course, the AR-15. And that's the civilian version of the 223 556 military rifle. Thompson 1927. That's a... You remember the gangster movies where they'd have the Tommy gun? Well, that's that. AK-47. The AK-74. Can you imagine this? This is absolutely outrageous. The AR-10. The AR-10 is a 308 version of the AR-15, the black rifle. That's what our Congress critters are calling the assault rifle. It's not an assault rifle. It's not fully automatic. It's a civilian model. The military has the assault rifles, not us. But they want to ban ours. I'll tell you what, Frank, I'm going to lose my temper pretty soon.
Well, you know, I just, you know, going to say something, Vince, I think it's going to really make you want to scowl and maybe do much chagrin to your listeners. You know, coming from Canada, we went through the same thing that this country's going through. And it turned out to be one of the largest confiscations of private property in Canadian history. And I think, if anything, Canadians are probably very happy to hand over, you know, firearms, you know, just like they always are. They're very happy without questioning what the purpose is. This country can't let the same thing happen. It can't.
Frank, you went through it. In Canada, you live there. Tell us a little bit about what happened, please, with gun confiscation. How insidious was it? How bad was the theft? And how willing and why were they willing to turn over their private property to their government?
Well, because back then there was a shooting at a school by a fellow whose name was Mark Lapine, that he went to a university and he shot up a classroom full of females. He asked the male students to leave and he had his way, incidentally, with, quote, the Mini 14. And that spurned, I guess, outrage across the country and everybody jumped on the Soro bandwagon. And unfortunately for myself, I fell into that trap as well, too, where eventually I had to get a firearm registered. I had to get a card. It cost me dollars. I had to take a training course, yada, yada, yada. And Parliament passed a gun bill where they made everybody turn over weapons that weren't registered or for, you know, very harsh repercussions. Now, the name that I mentioned to you, his name was Mark Lapine, but the media and the government covered even that up was a lie. His real name was Gamil Garibi, who failed with women, who failed with school, who failed probably in just about everything he did, a poor excuse for an individual, and what he did was despicable. But he had an earlier permit for a gun firearms acquisition certificate. And with that, he went and bought the gun anyways, and he wound up doing the same thing. But that's what changed it. But he had a permit. But the fact of the matter is, the guy himself was probably, a lone wolf. But because of that, the whole country paid the price of the firearm confiscation, transforming over into a permit system, which was, I think, was more stringent than the old way. But however, most law-abiding citizens complied and got the permits anyways to keep firearms. But here we go. Let's talk dollars and cents. This program was very expensive to implement. There was a lot of constitutional questioning, if you will, about, how far can it go. But they have a parliamentarian system up there. And because of that, it passed. Now, long rifles, hunting rifles, are now being exempt from that bill. But after a cost and confiscation, the money implementing it, now it's not so perfect, and now they're excluding certain firearms. If the same thing happens down here as what happened there, believe you me, there's going to be a lot of very unhappy gun owners, I think. And not to mention that Firearms Act was sold on a lie. It was more of an Islamic guy who was into, who they suppress women anyways. It's not like you or me or other people. They kept that out, too, about his religious ideology, which I think is unfair.
Well, give me a chance to calm down just a little bit. I was thinking
there's a
about,
lot there. I'm sorry, Vincent. There's a lot there.
Frank, the day of the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre, I was on the air with on Genesis, as we are, and I broke into our show, and we were talking about how to select an AR-15 and what to look for and what guns to use for home defense. And so I broke into my own show with the news report. And when we come back on the other side of this break, I'll tell you what happened that day. Very, very interesting. Class, I think you're going to be shocked at what happened in Missouri as a result of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. I'm Vin Finelli. Frank Underhill is with us, and we'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Oh, man. I'm talking about firearms, and we're talking about the Sandy Hill Elementary School massacre with Frank Underhill. The day that the massacre happened, I was on the air from 10 to 11 here on GCN, and the massacre happened at 9:41. And during the commercial breaks, I take a look at the news and find out what's happening. And if I think it's important, I report it. Well, obviously it was important, and I reported. I broke into our own show. And Jeff Olms was with me, and he's a USAPrepares.com firearm instructor, and we were broadcasting about selection of home defense weapons. And I said, I mentioned that, and on the afternoon broadcast a few hours later at 3 o'clock, I threw overboard my plans to discuss the week's events, and we focused on the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre. And I said on air that day, the day it happened, here's what we need to do. We don't need the federal government involved. We don't need armed security guards at the schools. We don't need to chain the panic doors so that the students are now chained into their schools and can't escape. And we don't want to put them into a shooting gallery, nor do we want to put the teachers into a shooting gallery by chaining the doors shut. Well, I suggested very strongly for about the next 3 days, that what we do is we call our superintendents, we call our principals, we call the school board representatives, and we tell them, here's what we want. We want concealed carry weapons holders that are already in the school, already hired on as staff, already employees, the janitors, the custodians, the teachers, the staff. We want them to be armed. Concealed weapons. We want selected people who have great degrees of mental stability, who are not on mind-altering prescription drugs. We want them to be the civilian defense force in our schools. No additional money, but we want them trained by the local sheriff in their county. That's what we want, and we want it right now. And I suggested that people call. Well, by the end of that week, the Missouri State House of Representatives had a bill to do just that. It's in the Missouri State House right now. And I suggest that our class, you call your superintendents of schools, your school board representatives, your principals, and tell them that you want the same thing. You want armed people who you know in your own community, not in uniform, no extra expense. You want them trained by the local sheriffs, and you want them armed, and you want them trained as to what to do and how to do it. And imagine that. Imagine somebody walking into a school and knowing that there are people with guns, and you don't know who they are. It could be the custodian or the maintenance people on the roof. It could be in the bus lines. Now, think about this. We're focused on just in the schools. Well, there are playgrounds, class. Children are on playgrounds. How many young people are on a playground? That's not in a school. So we're looking at protecting just inside the school? What are they thinking? We need to protect the children that are on the buses. We need to protect the children when they're lining up for buses. We need to protect the children while they're in the custody of the school system. Those are my thoughts, Frank.
I think other than the prescription drug business, Vince, I think you also look at people that are living happy homes, are living happy lives.
Yeah, well, that's what I meant by that. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, that's what I meant. And you need to look at the character of the person. You just don't say, well, he's got a concealed carry permit, or she does. You need to look at the demeanor. You need to look at the ability to actually neutralize the threat. There are a lot of us that carry firearms, and there are a lot of us who have qualified to carry firearms and have passed the test but are not mentally prepared to do what's necessary under a very, very, very stressful situation.
And I think
because you know that if you discharge a firearm, you're going to be arrested. It's as simple as that. Until the cops figure out what happened, you're going to be in custody.
That's what happened to a county commissioner here in Las Vegas. He brandished and fired a pistol on some holiday on his property, and the law put a bullseye on him. I don't know if he won re-election to his seat, but if you fire it, that's right. There's a lot of responsibility. But
hey, Frank, we're going yes, into sir. A break. Hold that thought, Frank. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
888-346-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Point this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you got your
take? My, you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Frank Underhill's with us, and well, let me go just down some of this list. You can check your closet. You can check your gun safe and see if you have any of these in there. So here's the gun ban list proposed by Dianne Feinstein. There's 120 of them. M1 carbine, Ruger Mini 14, AR-15, Bushmaster XM-15, Armalite M-15, the AR-10. That's a great rifle, 308. Thompson, 1927, Thompson, M1, AK, AKM, AKS, AK-47, AK-74, ARM, MAK-90, that's a modified AK-47, NHM-90, NHM-91, SA-85, SA-93, AR-70, Dragunov, SVD, that's a sniper rifle. The FN-FAL, the High Point 20 carbine, the HK-91, the HK-93, HK-94, Thompson 1927 Commando, the Uzi, Yes, they are, 4,800. The Mac 10. Boy, what a cool weapon that was. Mac 11. Tech 9. That's another one. Tech 22. And a few others. So I just wanted to let you know that check your firearms safe and see if you've got any of them in there. And if you want the complete list, you can go to usapreparers.com, page 1. It says Feinstein, list of 120 banned guns is out.
Vincent, if I can just jump in here, too. Remember when we were up at the gun stock up there? It was put on by a manufacturer, that Chiappa Arms.
Chiappa.
And Chiappa. And there's one thing that resonates, and it's manufacturing and it's jobs. And there's a lot of people who are one way or another integrated into that industry. When you look at the engineering that goes into making them, the steel they buy, the wood they buy, et cetera, expands down to accessories and leather goods, et cetera, you know, it's such a big industry. And I really don't think that we should really be doing anything that's going to impede growth or market prices of these various manufacturers. And I think it would be a shame to be politicizing these events for an agenda. And I just feel that we just have to keep growing, and the industry itself must adapt and grow as well, too, and where it's up to, you know, individuals to be responsible and not for, you know, Big Brother.
Well, couldn't agree more. Now, the military-industrial complex, they make weapons that will take out villages at a time. And we've made weapons like napalm that have incinerated villages of people. No problem with that. That's perfectly legal. We can go beat up small countries around the world. That's okay. But man, oh man, we get some Manchurian candidate to go and kill some people in a school system or at a movie theater, and then we propose gun confiscation, gun registration, gun control. The single thing that keeps our government in check, they want to remove from us to keep us safe. Nonsense. Absolute nonsense. Frank, during the Christmas and New Year's time we had off, and including yesterday, I was driving in the car listening to the radio. And as you know, we're on KWTO in Springfield in the afternoons. And I was listening to one of the guys who is a broadcaster on KWTO, Bob Brinker. Bob Brinker does a money talk show on Sundays. And he had a guest. Her name was Neal Godfrey. N-E-A-L-E, Godfrey. She said something that made my blood boil. She said it twice. She said she was talking about retirement and saving for retirement and scaling down. And, you know, all the while, Frank, we're hearing that the economy's, you know, improving and it's recovering. And then she was talking about, she said, retiring at 72. And then a little while later in the broadcast, she said, she indicated 73. Frank, I remember people saying when I was growing up, retired 55, 58, 60, 62, 65, 67, 68. What the heck is going on with retiring at 72 when our life expectancy is about 72? That means work till you die.
Well, I think it was, you know, having the cake and eating it too. How could you say the economy is growing and yet imploring people to cut back?
Mm-hmm. And, right. That's the point.
It sounds pretty oxymoronic. She should probably... you know, I don't want to be critical of, you know, a fellow commentator, but I think you got to, you know, just go over what you say before you say it, basically.
she believes this, Frank. She believes this. She thinks that you should be involved with 401ks and, you know, Anyway, she's not parked where we are with physical gold, physical silver.
Shameful. You know, I was over at I was skiing over New Year's, and I met this fellow from Switzerland, and he said in Switzerland they don't have retirement. Your retirement is either through your savings or dividends or real estate rental or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And because, of course, they don't pay taxes there or very little. So you can see how they have it like that here. But when people talk about retirement and 401k, don't walk, run. I'm against any form of tax gimmickry and 401k retirement planning. I don't know anyone who's ever retired on one of these kind of plans myself. You know, I could be wrong. If somebody is out there, please email me and tell me how you do it, because it's certainly advice that I would need. You got to be on your own. You got to invest prudently. You got to invest resourcefully, and really don't do anything where there's a gimmick or a deferment program. It's not a philosophy that I abide to, and you know, I don't implore that with my customers either. Anyone with me that's had a 401k plan has probably gotten out of them. Or some of them have, but those that have, I don't know how you get rich on them myself.
Yeah.
Tell me out
Frank,
there, somebody, please.
Frank, let's go through some of the numbers. I looked at the numbers for gold and silver before for the broadcast, for the year 2012. Gold started at $1,598, ended at $1,657, so we're up 3.7%. I was expecting a much higher rise in the price of gold than that. Currently, this morning, just as the broadcast started, we were at $1,647, so we're up just a little bit from where we ended the year 2012. Can you comment on what you saw looking back over the year? 3.7% increase in the price that we would pay for 1 ounce of gold.
Well, what I attribute that to is simply the U.S. dollar is higher. There's a lot of people wanting liquidity to be in and out of a situation very quickly, or an investment in this case. And we've been seeing the dollar just go on a real tear up to 84, 85 here. And I think that has a large part to do with it. And the trouble with any kind of investing or savings, actually let's call it just savings, is that no one knows where they want to go. You know, we were told there was an election, then we're told there's a fiscal cliff, and now we're told there's something else happening down the horizon, down the pike, and then something over the horizon. And it's like there's just no certainty, and a lot of this is pumped by the managed media, the 24-hour news cycle, and everyone's running around like scatterbrain with no real focus or direction. And I would attribute that as to why mainly gold was down. Normally, in this kind of a market, you would want to you think gold would actually be appreciating.
You bet.
With this kind of uncertainty.
And you bet.
So this is a different kind of speculation. And, the you know, like I was watching even one of the morning talk shows, this senator from Kentucky was asked about Obama being, his job was to see that he was a one-term president. And, you know, obviously that didn't work out too well. And when asked about his second term, he didn't have an answer. You know, and it's this kind of people in high positions that say one thing and do something else, or when it doesn't work out their way, they coddle with their head between their shoulders. And that's why there's really no direction in what's going on. And actually, I got to say, watching people in Kentucky, if that's the kind of person you want representing you, vote for them. But actually, if they're going to be running a lady against them, at least she's better looking. There's just no leadership and no direction, and I think I blame that why gold and silver and probably other investments are not doing well.
Frank, many, many years ago in the 1980s, I was involved in building a data center for a bank. And a member of the board of directors of this particular bank was former President Gerald Ford. And there are about five of us that spent 20 minutes in the data center, this brand new data center, with the latest IBM mainframe equipment with Gerald Ford. And we were talking about how many transactions per second this machine would process and how many accounts were online and how many disk drives and all this technology. And we're sharing this with them. And it was just us in the room. At the end of the 20 minutes, he didn't ask a single question. And we said, Mr. President, do you have any questions? And he said, yes. What's the difference between hardware and software? The point is, you can have someone at a very high level who has no clue. I saw it firsthand. Ben Finelli, Frank Underhill, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, Kyle's really at the controls. Most of the controls. I've got some of the controls right here at in the Ozarks in Missouri. And Frank Underhill and I have been talking about guns and firearms and confiscation. And if you'd like to talk to Frank Underhill, he is a securities expert. He specializes in mining stocks and resource stocks and physical gold and silver. Let me give you his phone number, 702-987-5449, 702-987-5449. And if you'd like to go to page one, usapreparis.com, you'll find Frank Underhill at the bottom there, where we have all our instructors listed on page one. I just wanted to mention this afternoon, when we were talking with Jeff Olms, we're going to talk about defense firearm selection. He's our USA Preparis firearms instructor, and you're going to get a chance to meet him as well as Frank Underhill at the Get Prepared Expo, April 6th and 7th, right here in Missouri. And many of you have been asking about the dates for our Get Prepared Expos. There are three of them this year. April 6th and 7th, July 20 and 21, October 19 and 20. Let me say it again. April 6th and 7th, July 20, 21, October 19th and 20th, right here in the Ozarks, Lebanon, Missouri, at the Cowan Civic Center. We've outgrown our two previous venues. We needed one that held a really, really large audience. We now have the ability to run five seminars at a time, and one of them will have seats for 700 people in a theater. So that's where we're going, Lebanon, Missouri. And the information is starting to appear on the website. So if you want to see it, usapreparis.com. Frank, we're talking about the numbers, and I'm looking at gold and silver. We talked about gold. Silver started out at $28.78 at the beginning of 2012 and ended at $29.95, up 4.1%. Can you talk about that for a couple minutes?
Yeah, of course. Silver generally follows what gold does. It's treated as a precious. And again, without the same traction as gold is having, the silver itself, of course, is also more volatile because there's also a industrial component to that metal. Mm-hmm. And I think until some degree of industrial output increases, probably silver will languish here. And actually, I was quite shocked to see it trade below $30. Not shocked, but just like, great, silver trading under $30 an ounce. It's a little bit over that, I think, but I don't like seeing metal prices breaking lows, especially this early in the year. So I would just err on the side of caution. You know, Vince, if I can go back to this gun business here, you know, I was talking with Corey before over the break, and we were saying it's a better thing with guns because at least they register them, you can find them, you know who owns them. But if people were going to do something, what if they resorted to like bombs or chemicals, you know, like McVeigh or the Unabomber or the Salt Lake guy that did the, you know, over up there with explosives? You know, they'll always find a way to do it anyways. And, you know, that's just my
Wait a minute. You guys aren't for gun control, gun confiscation, gun registration, are you?
I'm against any of that stuff.
Good. Okay, I just want to make sure I understood. Well, Frank, you know, I went to the Chinese factory outlet. Some people call that Walmart, and I wanted to buy some fertilizer, and so I bought 10 bags. It was $7 and change, maybe $7.70 a bag at the time, and so it's like, where are you going with all this fertilizer, boy? And wait a minute, 10 bags of fertilizer, 50 pounds a bag, you know. I live on a farm. That fertilizer wouldn't cover my front yard. It wouldn't cover my front yard. I'm not kidding. I mean, even a light dusting of it wouldn't cover my front yard. And how much fertilizer would I normally use on our fields? Oh, I don't know, maybe 25 tons. Where are you going with that 5 bags of fertilizer? Or I'm sorry, 10 bags of 50 pounds of fertilizer. Unbelievable. Hey, Frank Underhill's been with us. There's a link on the website, usapreparers.com. You give them a call. Frank, thanks so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next? What happens next is up to you.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. Now, when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.